When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today we get a story of probably the cringiest emo kid, and when I say the cringiest, I mean the cringiest emo kid of all time. Leave a like on the video to claim your free nothing, and let's call today's subscriber, let's call him Daniel. So anyways, right, one day, Daniel was in the mall with his friends. And Daniel and his friends decide that they want to go into Zumiez, which is a, it's a store that has like a lot of like skater type clothes. I used to go in there a little bit, even though I was never kind of like a skater kid. I just like the shirts with the cats with the middle fingers in them. I always thought those shirts were pretty funny. And honestly, I'd probably rock one of those today if I still had some of those shirts with me. But anyways, right, Daniel and his friends, you know, they decide to go into the store, and they're kind of just looking around, browsing the t-shirts, looking if there's anything they want to buy. And Daniel kind of goes towards the back of the store, and towards the back of the store is where there's a bunch of skateboards or whatever, and there's these two kids, and they're like long dark hair, there's like a lot of like black eyeshadow and makeup, all black clothing, kind of like dripped out with like skull chains, whatever, dude, just like kind of looking like this guy. So anyways, right, Daniel doesn't like think anything of it. He's like, oh, that's interesting, I guess. Because here's the thing, Daniel doesn't really care how you dress. Daniel doesn't really care how you act. As long as you're like decent to other people, he literally doesn't care if, I don't know, man, like you can do whatever you want. But anyways, Daniel's kind of walking towards the back of the store when he sees one of the two emo kids say, look at him, go up to him, and hold out their hand, kind of like someone, like, you know, the traffic guards, like, go out and hold up their hand to say stop, and the emo kid's like, hey, bro, only emo kids back here, you wouldn't get us anyways, and Daniel kind of looks at him like, bro, I'm just trying to shop in the store. So obviously, Daniel's like, dude, like, I'm just gonna go back here real quick, I just want to see what they have, I'm not gonna, like, spend too much time here, you don't have to worry. And the other emo kid steps up and he's like, dude, I don't have to worry because you're not coming back here because you're not one of us. We can tell that everyone understands you unlike us because society doesn't get us like how we get each other. And Daniel's kind of just looking at these two kids like, bro, what's going on here, bro? Like, I don't really understand, like... And Daniel says, all right, man, like, I'm sorry society, like, does you so dirty or whatever, dude. And Daniel's like, I'll just be a quick second. And the other emo kid kind of, like, snaps back at him like, don't you step one foot further. You're not welcome back here. You're not one of us. You're not an emo kid. I don't know if he literally said emo kid. I don't know if they refer to themselves like that, but he's like, you don't get us, man. Only people like us, societal rejects, the people that nobody understands and how deep it is and how hard it is, can be back here. And you're definitely a normie, bro. I can just tell. You step one foot back here and, you know, I'm going to send you back to, and he takes like a second to think of something. He's like, a pain town with my knuckle sandwich. And Daniel's looking at him like, bro, 2006 called and they want their entire aesthetic back. But whatever, dude. So Daniel's like, all right. And then Daniel completely ignores what he says and takes one step forward because he's trying to go to the back of the store to see what they have. He's probably not even going to buy anything. He's definitely not going to linger back there with those kids there. He doesn't want to hang out with them. Dude, trust me, Daniel does not want to be there as much as they don't want him there. He's just going to go in quickly. But he's also not going to not go to the back of the store because these two these kind of like edgy edgelord kids are like, dude, society doesn't understand us. Leave us alone, bro. Like, nah, dude, he's still going to go there. And like, honestly, like, I don't know if I would have done the same because I'm very not confrontational, but I would have been pretty annoyed. So sure enough, right, Daniel takes one step to the back of the room. And the thing is, Daniel didn't even take one step, like, aggressively towards the emo kid. He literally took it past the emo kid. He was taking a step in the direction of, like, the back of the store, not towards the emo kid. And Daniel, like, doesn't even really understand what's happening, but he just feels this, like, this force on his face. And all of a sudden, his entire face is stinging and his head is, like, ringing a little bit. And then all of a sudden, right, he kind of comes to and realizes that the emo kid just punched him in the face. And Daniel looks at him. He's like, dude, what did you, like, did you just punch me, bro? And he's like, dude, I said only societal rejects allowed back here. You just didn't heed my warning. And so the guy, like, at the Zoomies, like, the front of the desk of Zoomies, is seeing what's going on, sees the kid punch him, is like, you guys got to get out of here. Like, I'm not having any of this in my store. And the, you know, the emo kid is like, bro, this kid literally attacked me. And at this point, Daniel's like, dude, what? Dude, I was just trying to go to the back of the store. You say all this cringe stuff, and then you punch me in the face. And then when we're told to leave, you said that I attacked you? And the emo kid's like, bro, look, he's lying. Look at the way that he's so angry. He's getting so angry because he's lying, dude. And he's talking to the guy at the front desk. He's like, don't kick me out and my friend. Kick this guy. This guy's causing up a huge storm. And the guy at the front desk is like, I really don't care. I need all of you guys out of the store immediately. And, you know, Daniel's other friends are at the other side of the store, and they're looking over, like, what is happening? So Daniel looks up the guy at the front desk, and he's like, all right, man, like, just so you know, this guy attacked me, but, like, whatever, I'm not trying to make your job harder. Look, I've worked retail before, I get it, I know it's hard, I'll just step out of the store. And the two emo kids were like, life is so unfair, society strikes once again. And they, like, slowly lumber out of the store. But dude, you might be thinking that the cringe is over here. No, 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 no. That's where you're mistaken. Comment emo down below if you'd like a heart on your comment. Emo is going to be the secret word of the day. And while you're down there, follow my Instagram. It's in the description. That's where you can send in the stories. Turn on notifications. Join the Discord server. And anyways, right, Daniel and his friend and the emo kid and the two emo kids all walking out of the store. And the emo kid is like, bro, I was like, where am I going to go now? Zoomies was the only place that accepted us. And Daniel's like, dude, you should have thought of that before you punched me in the face. And then all of a sudden, right, you know, there's this mall cop that's walking around, kind of just patrolling the area. And one of the emo kids is like, Mr. Police Officer, Mr. Officer, whatever, we need you real quick. And the police officer's like, okay, like, he wasn't really doing anything. But, you know, he's not trying to really do his job either. So he's like, fine, what is it? He walks over and the emo kid is like, this kid literally punched me in the face. I need you to kick him out of the mall. And the officer's like, oh, and turns to the kid. He's like, all right, is this true? And Daniel's like, dude, what? No, this guy punched me in the face. The officer's like, all right, well, if I only have conflicting stories, I'm going to be forced to, like, kick you guys both out of the store. And Daniel's like, oh, I didn't do anything. I just went into the store and he just punched me for not being emo. And the officer looks at Daniel and is like, all right, your story's sounding a little suspicious. You're telling me that this kid punched you because you aren't, like, emo or something? I don't think I can believe that, man. And Daniel at this point is like, kind of like, he's like, Daniel's lost for words because this is like the craziest thing that's ever happened. However, shout out to Daniel's friend, because Daniel's friend is like, hey, I saw a security camera in there. Like, I'm pretty sure that whatever altercation happened was caught on camera. And as he said that, one of the, like, the emo kids, like, their faces both dropped. And the officer's like, oh, yeah, like, I can actually, like, it's pretty easy for me to request that. And if it's a certain type of camera, they can actually play it back directly in the store. And they, you know, they walk back into the store and the guy behind the cash register is like, oh, you guys are back already. And then he looks at the officer. He's like, oh, boy, what did you guys do now? And so anyways, the officer goes into the store, goes up to the register and asks the guy if he can see, like, the camera. There was some kind of camera that was able to, like, it was, you could play it back instantly or something. Or it's very easy for the officer to check the cameras on site. So anyways, he goes to the footage, looks back at it, is looking at the kids, like, kind of like looking at the camera, then looking at the kids, kind of to make sure that he's, like, seeing who is who. And he puts down the camera and he looks at Daniel and he's like, all right, son, like, you can go, like, you can do whatever you want. And then he turns to the emo kid and he's like, why did, like, why, he just says, why? Like, why would you call me over when it's very clear that, like, this, like, you confronted this kid and then you punched him square in the face. He didn't even, like, return a punch to defend himself, which, if he did, I'd still have to kick him out of the mall, but that would have been more understandable. Like, why would you call attention, like, to this whole situation? And, you know, you're gonna get kicked out of the mall because I'm gonna have to do that. It's part of my job. And the emo kid is just like, society once again strikes. No one understands me. And the two emo kids are like, ugh, society. And the police officer looks at the emo kids and is like, guys, this is not society doing you wrong. You literally punched some guy in the face and then told a police officer that, like, or a mall cop, that he punched you. And then when you get, you caught on your lies and got caught, like, attacking someone, you're shocked that you got kicked out. Are you serious? And once again, the emo kid is like, society.